Evangelist Connie Hayes. You are now tuned in to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. God bless you. It is Sunday, August the 27th, around 5 o'clock p.m., and I am coming to you to share good news, to tell you just hold on. As my apostle preached today, help is on the way. And we have to know that there is good news when we serve a true and living God. We have to look unto the hills from which cometh all our help. We have to put our trust and we have to put our faith in God. We have to believe that even if we don't see it, we have to have that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We got to know that we know that we know that God is God all by himself. We need to know that, and we have to learn how to rejoice in it. No matter where you are in life, no matter what's going on with you, you got to know that God is in full control. You must believe that. You must trust God. You must hold on to his unchanging hand because God changes not. He is the same as he was back then with Moses. He is the same today, and he's going to be forevermore. We don't have to worry about it. If God made a promise to you, you can stand on it. He will bring it to pass in due season if you faint not. I'm going to go forward with prayer, and then I'm going to share the word with you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, as a servant of Jesus Christ. The humbly as I know how, Father God, to ask, Father God, that you would have thy own way, Father God, that you would move me out the way, Father God, that your word may come forward, that it may bless your people, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity that you would allow me to come forward to bring your word, Father, like you want me to bring it and like never before, Father, that this word will bless someone whenever they hear it, that this will be a blessing unto them, Father God. Thank you, Father God. And, Father God, as we go forward down this day, Father, in this day, Father God, I would like to just take a few minutes, Lord, to just give, to send that to help and to send prayers out to the people in Houston and down in Texas today, Father God, knowing, Father God, that you're in full control, Father God, knowing that there's no failing you, Father God. So, Father God, we're just going to pause a minute for them, Father God. And we know that you are God. We know that you can do anything, and we know that you sit high and you look low, Father God. So, Father God, for the prayer that we sent to them, Father God, we believe that you're already performing the prayer, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Now, Father God, have thy own way, Father God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Father God, for right now. Thank you that your word will not come back void. Thank you, Father God, for giving me this chance and opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I am just excited about today. I'm excited because I went forward and I went to my church, which I belong to the Valley Kingdom, out at 5300 West 151st Street in Oak Forest, Illinois. I say if you're not in a church, if you are in a church, come by and be my guest one Sunday. Come by and get fed. Come by where the Lord is doing marvelous things there. Come by. We start at 9 o'clock, and I say if you can get there at 9, get there at 9 so you can get it all, so you can get the praise in, and then the word comes forward. So just come by and see us. And then come and enjoy yourself. And if you're out of a church, come by. This may be a church for you. And come and see that there is good news from the Lord. As my apostle, Daniel Wilson, will go forward with our pastor, Beverly Wilson, will go forward as our first lady. Come and get the good news as we as a church family will come together and welcome you in as a guest of ours. And maybe you won't leave there as a guest. So come by and have church with the Valley family. Come and have church with us one Sunday. God bless you. Now I'm going to go into the word. The word is Psalms. I'm going to be coming out of the Psalms 118, 23, and 24. It says, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. 24, this is the day in which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And my message today is let us rejoice. No matter where we are, no matter what's going on, we have to learn how to rejoice and be extremely glad, have to know that God is in control, have to know that God has us in the hollow of his hand, have to know that God knows our name, have to know that God has not forgotten about us. We have to know that, as my apostle preached today, help is on the way. You got to know that you know that you know that God is going to send you help. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And as God begins to minister to you and begin to give you what you need to be nourished with, you have to remember to give him all the praise. You have to give it to God, not to man, but give it unto God, because God is the Almighty God. We must know that he is Jehovah. We must know he is Jehovah Nisi. We must know he is Jehovah Rapha. We must know that he is Jehovah Nisi. We must know that he's the provider. We must know that God, he's everything. We must know that we search his world high and low, that we cannot find no greater than our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to know that. We have to hold on to him. We have to know that wherever we are, that he's right there. We have to know that we'll never stand alone, because he promises in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We have to know that. We have to know that God is God, and he's God all by himself. He don't need nobody to help him. And the people that he chooses to use us for that season. So you have to know that you can trust God. What you need to do is learn how to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all those things that you ask will be added unto you. And you have to learn how to rejoice, even when things are not going your way. Even when you're unemployed, when you've been misunderstood, whatever's going on, we still must learn how to rejoice in it. We have to still learn how to be glad in it, because it tells us in the limitations, it tells us that God gives us new mercy every single day. It says, here it is, in Lamentations 3 and 21 through 25. It says, this I recall to mind, therefore I hope, 22, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. It's not going to fail. God is not going to let it last too long. We have to understand that when the trouble come on us, God already knows the trouble. If he knows our thoughts from afar, don't you know he knows the trouble? Don't you know that he has it already stamped? It's stamped from the beginning to the end. Don't you know sometimes when God puts trouble and we go through things, it's to make us better, it's to stretch us and to stretch our faith? Don't you know it's making us better? We just have to learn how to trust God. And 23, it says, there are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We have to know it's new mercy every single morning. Every single morning that God wakes you up, you have new mercy. Call on him. And it's already there. He tells us that in his word. The Lord, 24, the Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. What are you hoping in? Where is your faith? Who is your faith in? Do you have your faith in man or do you have your faith in God? I dare you to start putting your faith in God and trusting what God said. I dare you to get up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it, and I'm extremely glad about it, no matter what's going on. And say that, you know what, it even looked good in my eyes what God is doing today. Get excited about God, because he is the God of the whole universe. There's nothing too hard for him. And if you look unto him, the finish and out of all things, there's no failure in God. Try him for yourself. 25, it says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seek him. Are you seeking God with your whole heart, mind, and soul? And are you waiting on his answer? Are you being still until his will is clear in your life? What are you doing? Are you double-minded? Are you wavering in your faith? Are you just being still and waiting on God to bring it to pass? Trust him and watch him bring it to pass. And when you're trusting in God, he is going to give you peace in the midst of your storm. And how do I know? Because he did it for me. When I go through, I stretch out on it. I trust God to make everything all right for me. I trust God to put the right people and the right components in my life when I need them. I trust God that I won't ever be hungry. I trust God that it says that the righteous will never be forsaken, nor his kid would beg. I believe that about my son. I don't believe that my son would ever be without. I don't believe that my seed would beg bread. I don't believe it because I serve a true and living God and because God's word is not coming back void. I believe that God is my shepherd, and I rejoice in knowing that he is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Who are you rejoicing in? Who are you calling on? In the midnight of the hour when you can't reach a friend or you can't dial anybody, who do you call on? What do you do when you walk the floor? Do you rejoice and be extremely glad that you know that you got King Jesus on your side? Do you have the joy of knowing that if you call him, you can get an answer? Do you feel connected to the connector? Do you know God for yourself? Or are you going by what they're telling you? Or are you in his word? Are you studying it for yourself? Are you connected to the divine? Are you connected to the divine connection? Who are you listening to? Who is your faith in? Where is your faith? Are you troubled? And it says in John 14:1, it says, let not your heart trouble. Believe in God and believe also in me. It says to believe in God. And when you believe in God, you got to believe in the Son Jesus. You got to know that you know that that he's in control. You got to know the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You got to know that in the pardon of your sin. You got to rejoice and be extremely glad. You got to know that when you cry unto him, he will hear you. You got to know that God set it up from the beginning. You have to know that God did not get up this morning, put anything in order for us. It was done before the foundation. God has everything in order for you. We just have to walk in it. For God knows the plans that he has for us. We have to rejoice in it. We have to be extremely glad in it. That's why I like Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. It's not our purpose. We need to be about kingdom building. We need to be about doing kingdom work. We need to be doing what God has assigned us to do. And if you're about God's business, God will take care of your business. We need to reach out to the people out here that don't know God and the pardons of their sin. We need to dust ourselves off and shake ourselves and get out here and do what God has assigned you to do. And we need to be extremely glad about it. We need to rejoice in it. And as we rejoice in it, as the word says, it says, this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Whatever you do, do it to the glory of God and not unto man. And then be extremely glad about it. Rejoice in it. And watch God make a difference. God is a God to turn things around. God is a God of many chances. God is going to always be there. The Son of God will shine when nothing else shines. You can stand and you can depend on it. You can know that you know that you know that God is God all by himself, that he don't need nobody else. And when you begin to do that and begin to let, just start rejoicing in him. I dare you, when trouble come on you, I dare you to hit your knees and call on him and watch him do the work for you. I dare you to cry out to him in the midnight hour, and you will get an answer. He'll come to see about you just when you need him the most. I dare you to try him. Try him for yourself. Leap for joy. If you ain't got no joy, leap for joy. The apostle asked us today, you still got your joy? And the whole church went up because you know what? You got to have joy. Leap for it. If you don't have it, keep on leaping for it. And watch God make a difference. Cry out to the Lord. Don't be ashamed. Rejoice in him. Show him that you're happy, that you're serving. Just keep on trusting him. And I'm telling you, he will make a difference in your life. You will have a testimony to share too. God has no prospective person. He loves us all. But we have to learn how to serve him from a servant's heart. We gotta wanna do what God wants us to do. We gotta wanna be with God. We gotta wanna please God. You gotta get excited about God. Stop getting excited about all this riprap and all this stuff going on. Start getting excited about God. I dare you. I dare you to learn how to let us rejoice in him and be glad about it. I dare you to put God first. I double dare you to do it. Try it. Put him first. And watch him make a difference in your life. Because that's the kind of God we serve. And when we serve a true and living God, that's who we serve, is a true and living God. You trust him. Doubt not in your heart. Believe in him. And know that there is nothing too hard for him. Know that if you keep your mind stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace because his word says so. And if his word says, his word is not coming back void. And every day that the Lord gives you, that's a day that you should be extremely glad about. You should be able to just rejoice. You should be able to call on him and know that you're going to get an answer. And know that there's nothing too hard for God. And if you ask him, he will come to see about you just when you need him the most. And be of good courage as you wait on him. And know that he's going to come and see about you. In Isaiah 40 and 31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagle. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You ain't going to faint if we trust God. Because God got our back. Who would you rather have your back? Man or God? I'd rather be with God. Because it said, if God be for me, who then can be against me? Trust God. And know that God is going to bring everything out all right. And when you got God on your side, you got more than enough. And when you got God, you can call on him. And you will get an answer. It says right here in Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is his ears heavy that he cannot hear. Know that every prayer that you pray, God hears it. And in due season, he will answer it if it's according to the will that he has for your life. Because that's the kind of God he is. And he will come and see about you. Because he is that type of God. When I need him, I call him. And when I call on him, I get an answer. And I get the peace in the midst of the storm. And I dare you to learn how to trust God. Turn it over to God. Seek God with your whole heart and mind. It says in also here in Isaiah 55 and 6, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And let your heart rejoice to know that he's near because you have a divine connection with him. Know that you call on him and you're going to get an answer. You got to know that you know. Trust God. I'm telling you, I've been running this race a long time. And I'm going to tell you, people have failed me, but there's never been no failure in God. When I call on God, I get an answer. I'm telling you that I do rejoice in the Lord. I have trials and tribulations just like you do. I go through tests just like you do. I get up, I fall down just like you do. But I trust God to see me through. I rejoice in it because I know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it, and I will be glad in it. And I'm excited because I know God and I are connected. I'm connected to the connector, the God of the whole universe, because I seek him. I seek him with my whole heart, mind, and soul because I want to please him. And that's what you want to do. You got to want to do it. I know I'm not the only one that's trying to please God. I know I'm not the only one rejoicing in God. I know I'm not the only one that God is blessing. I know I'm not the only one that's going out here telling people to tell them about Jesus. I know I'm not the only one running this race. I know I'm not the only one down that narrow road. I know I'm not the only one looking unto the hills. I know I'm not the only one on my knees. I know I'm not the only one that carries a prayer in my heart. I know I'm not the only one that closed that secret closet and rejoiced in him. I know I'm not the only one that's clapping my hands and stomping my feet. I know that I'm not the only one rejoicing him. Because we serve a true and living God, a good God, a God that I love him so. I love him, and he loves me. He loves me too, and I know he loves me. And he keeps on keeping me, and he's concerned about us. See, that's what you got to know, the love that God has. He's concerned about us. We have to know that. We have to know that God is who he say he is. We have to know that God is a keeping God. We have to know God keeps the covenant that we have with him. We have to understand that. We have to press our way, and we have to keep on calling on him, and we have to keep on knowing that we know that we know that we know that he is who he say he is. And sometimes you're just in the midst of your storm, you just got to be still and know that he God. You just got to know. You got to know that you're serving a true and living God. You got to know that you know that you know that you know. Ha ha, hallelujah. Woo, bless your name right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, bless your name, Lord. Everything you do is good, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Father God, I thank you, Lord. That's why it says that we will patiently wait for you. It says here in Psalms 27, it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Oh, my God. You waiting on God? God runs everything. God is in control of everything. God, he'll waken up God, and he's taking it down. God can take down the strongholds. It's nothing too hard for God. We got to know who is serving you all. We got to trust him, and we got to believe that he is God. We got to know that he keeps on keeping us. We got to know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. The joy of the Lord. You can be extremely glad. You have to know that you know that you know God is. And God will direct your path. God will lead you and guide you in the way in which he wants you to go. We can get extremely glad about that. And we can trust in that. And we can understand that we will never, ever walk alone. And we will learn to rejoice and be extremely glad as we go through the valley. We don't have to worry about it. It says here in Psalms 91 and 7, it says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's because we trust in God. That's because we have a shield of protection on us. That's because God got some angels and kept all around us. That's because we call on God and we get an answer. That's why we say no weapon formed against us will prosper. We didn't say it wouldn't form, it won't prosper. That's why we need to rejoice. We need to rejoice because God has got everything in place for us. We need to rejoice, and we have to know that everything is already settled. It says here in Psalms 115:3, but our God is in heaven, and he has done whatsoever he pleased. God can do whatever he pleased. If he says stop raining, it stop raining. Whatever he say, it has to move to the commandment of the Father, of the Son of God. It's got to stop. Put it under the blood. The blood still works. And yes, this is about us rejoicing. You rejoice because you have to know what your inheritance is. You got to know what God has given you. You got to know that you know that you know that God is. Woo, keep on holding on to him. Don't let him go. Trust me, everything's going to come out all right. Lift your head up. Look unto God, the finishing off of everything. Don't be discouraged. I know it looks like it's going to last, but I'm telling you, God ain't going to let it last too long. Hold on to God. And if you feel a little weary and a little weak, just cry out to him. Say, Lord, hold me. And he'll hold it. He'll God rock you in the middle of the night. I'm telling you, if you need him, call him. You will get an answer. Because it tells us in his word, in Jeremiah, it tells us in his word, it tells us to call him. It tells us, I'm going to get the word right here, just hold it, I'm going to give it to you, just like it said. It says here in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. He promised, this is word, he promised. And I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is God telling us that. And then if you run over here to Jeremiah 32:7, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for God? I dare you to try. You ain't trying him. And then if you run on over here to Isaiah, I'm sorry, still in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 32:17, it says, ha, the Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and earth by the great powers and stretched out arms. And is there anything too hard for thee? I'm going to ask you the question, and then you ask yourself the question. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything that God cannot do? Is there any heart that God can't turn? Is there any boss that God can't turn the heart to you? Is there anybody, anything that God can't do? Can you search his word high and low and find anything greater than what God can do for you? Can you put your trust and your faith in him? That's why I said let us rejoice and be extremely glad because we're serving a true and living God. Oh, my God. Woo, bless God. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you that your word, Father God. Thank you that we have an inheritance in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, I ask that your word will go out to bless the people, that they will raise up their hands and they will look unto you, Father God. You all the praise. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving me another day to come forward, Lord. Thank you for giving me this platform to share your word, Father God, that somebody may need this word, Father God, and that they will be blessed by this word, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Let us rejoice in you, Father God, and be extremely glad about it. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I bless you right now, Lord Jesus. I bless you with all that's within me, Lord Jesus. I stretch my hands to you, know the help I know, Father God. I call on you, God, and I get an answer. I thank you, Father God. I will rejoice, God, and be extremely glad, Father God. Oh, God, it's so good to me. You're good to me, God. And I thank you, Father God. I praise you right now, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, bless your name right now, Lord. Woo, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Let this word go forward, Father God. Let it go forward as an anointed word to bless your people, God. Thank you for allowing your word as your servant today, Father God. Thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, God, for right now, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice in it and be extremely glad in it. Thank you, God, as I rejoice in you, Father God. Thank you for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as always, I said, if you are Adam, the Archer Savior, and you are not connected to the connector, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, go to Romans 10 and 9. Confess your sins. Ask the Lord to send you to a Bible-believing church filled with the precious Holy Ghost and where they have the word going forward, where they want and where they love God, where they want you to know and be connected to the divine. And as I invited you earlier to my church, Valley Kingdom Ministry International, you can come there and you can get a word from the Lord. My apostle and First Lady Wilson will openly receive you, and our church and our family will receive you, which is known as the Valley Family. We are located at 5300 West 151st Street. We start sharply at 9 a.m. every Sunday. Feel free, or you can even stream us. Feel free so you can get connected back with the connector. And I thank you, and God bless you for tuning in to Walk It in God's Purpose Ministry. For I am the servant of Jesus Christ. For I am obedient to the will of God. Thank you. And if you need to speak with me or you need to, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can email me. You can hit me on Facebook. You can hit me on Twitter. I am available, for I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I thank you, and God bless you until I talk to you again when God is giving me something. But as you go through the week, rejoice and be extremely glad. Talk to God. Learn him. Connect with him. Know who he is by knowing his word. He talks to us through his word. Get in his word. Don't let his word. Get in his word. Sometimes get away from the TV and connect with him in his word. So when you get in trouble, when you need him, you can call on him. And you know how to call on him. And I'm telling you, he will see about you. All that I've been through, and as far as I've come in all these years, the certainty of knowing that Jesus Christ has never failed me. He's always been there. Covered in his precious blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory for all that he do. And I ask that God will bless you. And I ask that if it's something that you're crying out to God for and you need God to do it, ask him. Serve God. Serve God. Honor God. Acknowledge him when you get up in the morning. Let that be your first thing, to thank him that he woke you up, closing your rightful mind, and that he's giving you the strength to come on, to run another journey. Ask God, and God will do it. Just you just got to trust him. And then before you go to bed, make it a priority to thank him for giving you another day, because he didn't have to do it. God didn't have to wake us up. God don't have to do anything for us, but that's the kind of God he is. He loves us so much. I just want you to get hold to that and know that if Jesus Christ would have went up on that cross, he'd have went up there just for you. He didn't go just for me. He paid that ultimate price for you too. So just leap for it. If you don't have no joy, leap for it. Don't let this world and the things that you see take your joy. Connect with God. God bless you and God keep you. And as always, walking in God's purpose ministry, let us love on purpose as I go forward with the music. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. To God be the glory for all that I do. God bless. God bless.